And away we go, Scuttlebutts! Fresh off a win. Exhale. All of the nonsense is behind us for now. And now we've got to focus on getting healthy. Welcome in. I'm Jeff. That is Tom producing. And it's a Friday edition of the Scuttlebutts. Abbreviated as it is, the Monday version is about 30 minutes long. This one's about 12 to 15. If you've got an eye on a new Ford truck, you know where to go. Go see my friends over at Bill Curry Ford. And you can work directly with General Manager Sean Sullivan. He'll help you personally. That's true. His email, you can find it at BillCurryFord.com or come to Bill Curry Ford yourself, just 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway there in Tampa. They're huge Bucks fans. You know that. They serve the community as well. A lot of players and coaches, because of that, go and get their vehicles at Bill Curry Ford, including Ali Marpet and Vita Vea and others. Bill Curry Ford has a nationwide lifetime warranty, new and used vehicles. Sean Sullivan going to assist you personally if you need to, or the competent staff are there to help out as well. But if he helps you, you guys can talk about the Bucks. Also, tell him while you're doing that that you want the Joe Bucks fan discount. BillCurryFord.com. There you go. So, you know, I'm glad I kind of led with the fact that I'm just glad it's over with. I was ready for it to be over with and ready for meaning the game last week. And get that behind us and move forward now and have some fun with the Dolphins, who have not played particularly well.
They haven't. You got Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback at this point, which is not a great thing. But this game, for me, I'm checking in to see where our heads are at. It's not that I'm thinking that Miami's going to come in and drop 30 points or anything crazy, but when you have as many injuries as the Bucs have suffered to the secondary,
yeah.
A Devontae Parker could go off at a moment's notice. This is the NFL, after all. And if you look at Miami's defense, they're top 10 across the board. If you look at advanced metrics, stopping the run, covering the pass, we know their secondary made a lot of noise last year as they were on the rise. They're still doing it. They're still playing the pass very well. So if you have a sleepy start to a 1 o'clock kick, we don't have many of those this season, if you've noticed, and we're not going to have many by the end of the year either. If you've got a sleepy start to this game where you're kind of trudging along and you're not treating it as professionals should treat a game against a team that you're better than, you could be locked into a, 17-7, 13-7 type game into the second half where you're saying, guys, let's get it together. Where are you? So for me, this game, I circle the wide receivers, and I want to see, can they check in and check out and put together a good, thorough 60-minute performance? Because Gronkowski's not going to be there again. It's time for you guys to answer the bell.
Well, to your point, let's go through it. Antoine Winfield Jr., concussion, hasn't been at practice,
right.
So that's not likely. Jason Pierre-Paul, again, very limited participation. I don't think
he could play,
but I don't know that you want to rush him back, right? Rob Gronkowski, you already talked about, we know is out. Chris Godwin is participating fully, but he's banged up with a bad thumb. That ain't good. Jamel Dean, no, with the knee. You got problems there. Antonio Brown is playing, but he's banged up too with the knee right now. Carlton Davis is not playing.
IR.
That's that. Giovanni Bernard. I mean, there is a large amount, and I'm not naming everybody. I just named significant impact players.
Well, this is a gettable part of the schedule if you're playing it in a vacuum and you have your total 53, right? Like, you're like, oh, man, this is all right. You got through the slog of the first four games. Dallas on opening night, those emotions. You play on the road at L.A. You got through that. It was a loss, but all right, whatever. No big deal. You bounce back, and you get a close win over New England. Okay, it's time to exhale. I don't know that it is. And that's where Brady's got to be sharper this week. I'm wondering about an emotional hangover. You think about, you know, the experience of this first month, year two in Tampa. First time you play in front of Tampa fans at large, you know, is your opening game. We had some for the Super Bowl, but, you know, mostly it was sparse last season. Then you go on the road and play a game LA team, and they teach you a bit of a lesson. Then he has the emotional thing of last week. So, okay, are you sharp this week? Because you're going to need to be. You've got to make plays to get down the field against Miami. That's why, again, I'm worried about the way this game is going to play out. If it's clean for the Bucs, then that is a hallelujah moment because we're clicking at a higher level than I think we should be right now given all the injuries.
Isn't it funny the way we talk an awful lot about, you know, just kind of getting through this and being professional and buttoned up and, you know, because later on the schedule gets more difficult. We have a stretch now, like you correctly pointed out, that you should get wins here. I mean, the Bucks are nearly double-digit favorites, I think, this weekend. Last I looked, I haven't really looked at this game, but in terms of betting. But I could see this game being 24-17, Yeah, I absolutely could. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Or it could be, like, listen, I'm not saying that the Bucks can't win this game going away. It could be three drives in, and you say, oh, my God, this Miami offense really is that bad. But we are very banged up on both sides of the football. That's got to add up to something, and it often does in the NFL. And that's the thing where it's very different than college. In college, if we're breaking this game down, it's a circumstance where you're covering a team that's much better than its opponent, something we haven't done in Tallahassee in some time.
Woo.
But you'd say, are you mature enough to handle this game? Are you mature enough? In this instance, it's, are you professional enough to handle what you're supposed to do? This is a day you could stat stuff. If you get up 10 points to two scores on Miami early, they might check out. Because they're looking at their offense and they're saying, oh, what the hell do we care? But you've got to prove that to them.
Yeah, you got to check down Charlie and Jacoby Brissett. He is the king of the check down, and he'll do that here too. But he is athletic, so, you know, he could probably make some plays and sustain some drives with his legs. The weirdest part about this for me, when you look at the abundance of riches that Tampa Bay has, even when you consider the many that aren't currently playing, it truly is not about being the best team in the NFL in week 4, 5, 6, and 7. I don't care. Part of that is because we're playing with house money. This is already the reigning world champions. This is what they are. We won in year one in our bet. We anteed up, chips to the center of the table, said, we're going to make a run. The idea was you had a 2-year window given salary cap restrictions and age to make that run. Well, here's the deal. You made it in year one. And you cashed it in historical fashion to be the first team in the history of the National Football League to win a Super Bowl in their own stadium. I mean, there were so many really cool things that happened with this. And then you brought every single player who was a part of that championship back. To me, you can look pretty damn average, but just get these wins. Find a way, because when you're good again, and I mean really good again, which they will be if they get healthy, you need to be within striking distance of the division. You need to be within striking distance, hopefully, of home field if it's possible. So find a way by hook or crook to win ugly. They won ugly against New England. It wasn't pretty in any way, but they won. If they win this weekend, I can hear it now because we know how the national sports talk world is. They have to have something to debate. They need content every day. If the Bucks win 20-17 on a last-second field goal as 10-point favorites, people are going to go, boy, the Bucks look terrible. And I don't care. It doesn't matter because we know what we are. A, the reigning champions. B, about to beat that ass by week 10. So just get to week 10 winning games.
It's also a tough spot in the schedule, even though these are winnable games. You look at the opponents and you say, all right, we can handle this guy and that guy, quarterback. You're playing a short week next week. Philadelphia game's on Thursday. And we are really, really banged up. So to your point about holding some guys out on Sunday, you might want to, because then they'll be fresh on Thursday and the reinforcements are there. But two things about Miami. Number one, they're 1-3. So you're going to get an absolutely desperate effort. There are times when you could catch a team napping. This will not be one of those.
Oh, no.
There might be trick plays. Yeah. I'd be ready for anything. Fake punts, going for it aggressively on your own side of the 50-yard line. Miami needs to break out all the stops. You go 1-4, you're dead. You're absolutely dead in the water. The second thing is, Miami's defense rates really, really well. If you look at advanced metrics, some of the basics as well. But they've given up well over 100 points this season in 4 games. It's because they don't move the ball. It's because Tua got hurt. So even though Miami, play for play, can match up with a team, especially one that's napping on a given Sunday, and I'm assuming that. Maybe the Bucks go out and they prove to me that they're a hell of a lot more professional than I'm willing to give them credit for, but I'm also looking at a Super Bowl hangover too. This is not a team that has much to prove, so I'm leery of the motivations coming into this game. But if you show up and you prove it, again, this is a team that has yielded a ton of points, but they play well down. So we'll see what we do this weekend, and obviously, you know, if you start out and you run the ball well too, that could change things because Miami defends the run very well. If you can establish that early on and respond for the offensive line that hasn't been that great the last couple of weeks, that could be a statement made as well.
You know, the more we talk, and we're getting ready to wrap up here, it's just kind of a game preview. The more we talk, Tom, I'm almost certain the game is close. I'm with you. I don't think the Bucs are going to play all that well this week. They're injury riddled, as you noted. They probably, you know, I mean, film don't lie, right? They're looking at that Miami team. They're not a huge offensive threat anyhow. You're not going to – that secondary, beat up as it is going to give up stuff underneath.
Yep.
They're going to be happy to give it up too, by the way, and they'll come up and tackle. They're going to make Miami and Jacoby Brissett go on 12 to 15 play drives, try to win the red zone. and shorten the game. That'll happen. Miami's going to shorten the game with all these long drives.
Turnover margin's going to matter greatly.
Yeah. I could just see it. Now, thankfully, you've got a playmaker or two on that offense and a quarterback that can find them.
Or five.
Yeah, well, I'm saying currently, you know, one of your greatest playmakers and biggest mismatches is not playing.
Yeah.
And so red zone gets affected, as we saw, greatly by that. So, you know, back to the point you were making at the beginning of the year, Tom, they need to have probably one long score. Hopefully they hit Antonio Brown on a long
score. Shot players,
yeah. Can we somehow get O.J. Howard involved? Does he want to be involved? I mean, my man?
I would say if we're doing the podcast next Friday, which would be interesting because that'll be like a right around a post game.
It will be a post game.
If he's not a part of the offense by then, by this time next week, now we got the Monday to react to, but if he's not a part of the offense by then, as banged up as we are, then he's not. I don't know what's fair to expect. Bruce did laud him this week for his ability to block on Sunday. The metrics say no, that's false. But if Bruce is saying that, that might mean that they are feeling more confident as a staff in deploying him out there and playing him more. He's going to because Gronk is hurt, but you get my point.
Well, I hope so because I'd like to hear his name called once. I'd like to hear that guy make a catch. A catch. Can we? I mean, that.
Bruce said they had some things targeted for him and they didn't either see him or hit him. I think there was one deflected at the line of scrimmage and it might have been a gain of 8 or 10. And the other one maybe in the red zone, but he was covered. So, I don't know.
I got the Bucs winning this game 27-17.
There you go.
27-17.
Not all that dissimilar. You know, probably they need to get back in the 30s. That should be their goal. They should just show up and say, all right, you know, we've been embarrassed. We had 30 points for 8 weeks in a row, 9 weeks in a row. We won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We've hit under 25 2 weeks in a row. So what the hell are we doing? So I'll say 31-20. 31-20.
Well, you got them covering, buddy. Nicely done. That's a little 10-point cover.
Miami, all that said about Miami's defense, that you know, they still give up a lot of points because their offense can't put two drives back-to-back. So that happens.
Go see our friends at Bill Curry Ford. Go check them out at BillCurryFord.com. If you want to go by the dealership 1 mile north of Raymond James Stadium, maybe you talk yourself into getting yourself a brand-new truck, man. They've got nice stuff there. Go see GM Sean Sullivan. He'll assist you personally, as I've noted before. And ask for the Joe Bucks fan discount, BillCurryFord.com, if you want to shop online. For Tom Lang, I'm Jeff Cameron. Enjoy the football. Go Bucks. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Get you an F-150.